This is Speaking of Writers on Capital Region Sunday. I'm Steve Richards. Author Laura McBride captures the intensity and intimacy of women's lives in her new novel, Round Midnight, which spans 60 years as it follows the lives of four compelling women whose stories are connected through a tiny Las Vegas nightclub. Brilliantly conceived and passionately written, Round Midnight shows how women separated by race, income, and nationality become linked by love, hope, and belief in each other. Laura McBride is a graduate of Yale and a Yaddo Fellow. The author of We Are Called to Rise, which has been selected by more than a dozen community reads and FYE programs. She teaches at the College of Southern Nevada, makes her home in Las Vegas with her family, and joins me now here on Speaking of Writers. Laura, welcome to this program.
Thank you, Steve. That was really a lovely introduction.
Thank you. The idea for Round Midnight, where did that come from?
I had an out-of-town guest. When you live in Las Vegas, you get a lot of guests. And this particular guest wanted to go to this little doo-wop show in a casino that was about to be imploded. And we ended up in this nightclub that was dirty and smoky and smelly and not being well taken care of. And I actually was not that happy to be there. And then the four performers came out, and one of them was a member of the Coasters, Early Clover, and a couple of people from the Platters. And they had been stars before I was born. They were not young, but they were fantastic. They could sing. They could dance. They were total professionals. They owned that room. And I was thinking, I wonder how many people have been in this little nightclub over the last 50 years. It was about to be imploded. And I wonder about their stories. And just instantly, the character June Stein popped in my head. And it kind of rolled from there.
All right, so let's talk about these four characters. You mentioned June. There's what? Anurata, Ingratia, and Coral. What are they like?
Well, so June, you know, grows up in New Jersey, goes to Las Vegas for a quickie divorce when she's only 21 years old in the early 1950s, and ends up moving back, getting married in Las Vegas, and founding a casino empire. And Anurata is a character I've thought about for about 25 years, and she gets to the United States from the Philippines as a mail-order bride in the 80s. And she gets to Las Vegas on a weekend trip where she wins some money. Ingratia is a Mexican immigrant and a maid in one of the hotels. She's the youngest character and is in the contemporary section. And Coral is an African-American woman who was born in Las Vegas in 1960, and her past has always been shrouded in mystery. And I think for a reader, the experience might be a little bit, well, why am I learning about all four of these characters? And I tried to leave the reader on a lot of ledges so you'd want to keep going. But I always knew where they were going and how they were going to end up together.
I was reading a note by you, and you mentioned that you were writing a novel about Ingratia, right, originally?
Originally I was. Ingratia and a couple of other characters. But that novel became so sad that I was having a hard time living in that world. And when I was in that nightclub, I thought, oh, this is going to be way more fun. And I switched. But in the end, Round Midnight has both of those things going on. It has a little feel of a nightclub and music and the kind of and one kind of life. But there are also sort of more complex undertones of Ingratia's life and the kinds of things that happen to anyone who lives a long time.
We're chatting with Laura McBride. Her new novel is called Round Midnight. How much of you is in each of these characters?
I always say none of me and all of me. I like to keep my private life private, so I'm not writing about myself or my family or anyone I know. But I am writing entirely out of my own head and my own heart, and every single word is something I imagined. So it feels incredibly personal and like me, but not in any ways that perhaps you could point to.
This is your...
knew me well.
This book is your sophomore effort.
It is. That's a jinx.
I know.
I actually just love it.
Did you feel added pressure while writing this?
I think the pressure that I felt was that I'm a full-time community college teacher and I, you know, have a regular life and family and friends. And I was afraid that I wouldn't have the persistence to do it. And I also knew it was really ambitious and that the characters were really diverse and there were a lot of storylines, and I wanted to do that. I thought a lot about what I was doing, and I think I was right, but in the process of doing it, there are moments where one feels a lot of fear. I feel it more now that the book is out, but I didn't feel particular pressure from We Are Called to Rise. You know, I started writing at 50, and it's such a gift to have this opportunity, and I don't want to waste time, you know, undercutting myself that way.
You said you started writing at 50. Is there anything that you wish you had been told at the start of your writing career?
I wish that I had not quit writing when I was younger. I always wanted to be a writer. I always read books like a writer. Why did the author do this, and what would I do, and what do I like, and what do I not like? I gave that up too easily. I thought I gave it up because I was being practical and responsible, and because there are lots of ways to live a life. But I think that I always wanted to do it, and I wish I hadn't lost so many years.
We're chatting with Laura McBride. Her new novel is called Round Midnight here on Speaking of Writers. Do you have a special place where you write?
I do. There's a little room. It's why we bought the house that we live in 25 years ago. There's a little sunroom to the south side of my house, and it's kind of all glass, and it's very small, and it doesn't have any proper air conditioning or heat, so it's too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter. But the light is gorgeous, and I have a funny little desk that's the wrong height. Everything about it is not conducive to writing except the light, and I can open the windows, and I hear, you know, I have a lot of trees and birds and things out there, and there's a school not far from my house. Sometimes I hear children playing in the school, and I love to write in there. I'm either hot or cold, but otherwise I love to write in there.
Do you use an outline, or do you let the story unfold as you're writing it?
I don't outline, but I do. What I know really, really well before I begin is my main character or characters. I have really inhabited their inner life for a long time. I haven't written a word of my third book, but I have been living in that character's life in her head for a year. So I know the character really well, and I'm ready to put that character down in one or two or three different plots before I begin. And then before I begin, I know the beginning of the story, and I know the end. I need to know where I'm going, and I need to hold myself to that. And that kind of gives me both the form I need to stay on track, but leaves me the freedom to let it write itself too, which is really the fun of a novel. It's just that it's terrifying to think of all the tangents one could go down, at least to me, if I didn't know where the end was coming.
We're chatting with Laura McBride here on Speaking of Writers. Her new novel is called Round Midnight. What would you like readers to take away from Round Midnight?
I hope it's a pleasure. I mean, if you read a novel, you're using some of your short life, and I hope that it's a pleasure to read it. And I think I define pleasure as the opportunity to have an experience that's both emotional and intellectual and challenging in some way. And in a novel, I want to put a reader inside a character, inside a few characters, and I want to give someone the chance to see the world out of someone else's eyes and with someone else's past as a framework of reference. And I love that empathetic experience when I'm a reader. I love it when I'm a writer, and I'm absolutely going for that for my readers, to create that same opportunity and experience.
And what is next for you in your writing?
I'm going to start that third book. I have that character just so, she's like bursting out of my head. I can't wait anymore. So, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write another book. And I had it all plotted out fully. I think I'm a little tired of the plot. So what I decided to do was just sort of change the plot but keep the character. I'm really excited about it. I'm starting to pop with that kind of early creative energy.
She is Laura McBride. Her new novel is called Around Midnight. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It was great.
And for more info on Laura McBride, she has a website, Laura McBride Author, all one word, .com. Again, the book Round Midnight, the author Laura McBride. That is Speaking of Writers and Capital Region Sunday, production of Town Square Media Albany. For this week, we're back again next week with another edition. I'm Steve Richards.